News. I'm Bill Wise. Governor Parsons, surrounded by local, state, and national legislators, announced the success of his plan to replace 250 bridges around Missouri, including the $238 million I-70 Roachport Bridge, which is in poor condition. On a bluff overlooking the bridge and the Missouri River, Senator Roy Blunt said the congressional delegation convinced the Federal Department of Transportation that the I-70 Roachport Bridge was a national concern that had local backing.
That all of this traffic that goes through here every day is a lot of the commercial lifeblood of the country. There aren't real alternatives, so we'd be looking at these huge backups. And according to our leader at MoDOT, if we did this 10 years from now, we'd have to do it again if all we did was repair that bridge.
Counties and communities contributed a total of $4.2 million to that funding effort. A University of Missouri law professor says that what President Trump pulled with Ukraine's president is not impeachable, then nothing is. Frank Bowman has written at great length about the history of impeachment. He says Trump pressured Ukraine's president to get dirt on likely Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Turn this around for a second and consider whether, if you're a Republican and you're basically favorably disposed to Mr. Trump, and the names were reversed, and this were President Obama making this kind of a call under these kind of circumstances, whether you would think this was all hunky-dory. And if you're honest with yourself, I don't think you can arrive at that conclusion.
Missouri's lieutenant governor says a long-term solution is needed for transportation. The state's 17 cent per gallon gasoline tax has remained the same since 1996. When asked, Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe says if a gas tax increase is on the table, Missourians will have to decide it.
As you know, our Hancock Amendment prohibits the legislature from coming up with that solution. That's probably a good thing most days. So we'll see what Missourians think that is an appropriate response.
Medical marijuana use will not keep low-income parents from getting help from DSS in Missouri. Ashley Byrd has more.
The Post-Dispatch reports that the Department of Social Services said temporary assistance to needy family clients would not lose benefits if they had a doctor-issued medical cannabis card and tested positive for marijuana. The state screens welfare applicants for drugs, but the state's medical marijuana program is almost launched. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
The Better Business Bureau is warning baseball fans of possible scammers.
The St. Louis Cardinals have made it to the playoffs again this year, and the St. Louis Better Business Bureau's president, Michelle Corey, says fraudulent ticket sellers will be looking to cash in. She tells fans to be wary of people selling tickets outside the stadium and to research any seller if you plan to buy online. Corey says to use a credit card as well, so if the tickets are fake, you can challenge the purchase later. For Missouri Net, I'm Ryan Hart.
You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.